This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
I'm Bob Boylan from All Songs Considered. The following is the audio from our latest Tiny Desk concert. To see the video, subscribe to the All Songs Considered Tiny Desk Concert podcast or go to npr.org/tinydeskconcerts.
No. thank you all.
Must have been crazy here yesterday. You're so close to where they live. Lived. Stupid joke, not funny. I need some water.
Sorry, pardon. This is a brand. No brand. Ouch, sorry.
Sorry about the mic. Goodness. Is there a goop all over my face?
Looks perfect.
Thanks, Joe. My name is Frances. To my left, we have Molly Germer on violin, also plays on the record. To my right, we have Joe Reinhart, who produced, engineered, mixed, and played on Likewise. We're also in a band together. I'm missing something else as well.
You!
Oh, I already said I'm Frances. Last name is in the credits. That song was called Your Reply. This song is called Detroit Lake. I'm just buying some time here. Yeah, it's looking good. Perfect. Wonderful. Here we go.
Listen in for my turn to come next. Leave the same as I came in.
Thank you. I spent that whole last song agonizing over that stupid joke I made. And I had to like stop and say, you can recover. Just play the song right now. Like, don't focus on the joke. You such an unfortunate time to be making a wasn't even a good present. I wasted that terrible joke on. Oh, good save. All right. We got one more song. And it's in a different tuning, which is great, because now I can tell you the fun fact I learned about the first president. Did you know that George Washington apparently did not have wooden teeth? Did you guys already know that? No. Oh. I saw it on the internet, so don't bother checking. It's all sorted. His teeth were made of animals' teeth and other people's teeth. One of the most wealthiest people in the country, I presume. The best teeth money could buy. I wonder what teeth I would get if I had any option of whatever animal. I'm sharp. All right, last song. Here we go.
Imagine a house where every room follows a different architect's plan. Doorways don't connect. Staircases lead nowhere. Lost Patients is a new podcast examining our complicated system for treating psychosis, one that loses patients to an endless loop between the streets, jail, and hospitals. We'll ask how it got so bad and how it can get better. Listen to Lost Patients from KOW and the Seattle Times, part of the NPR network. Spend time in any American city, and you'll likely encounter someone with untreated psychosis. Lost Patients is a new podcast examining our maze-like system for treating severe mental illness, which loses patients to an endless loop between the streets, jail, and hospitals. Does it have to be this way? For the history, the reality, and hopefully some solutions, listen to Lost Patients from KUOW and the Seattle Times, part of the NPR network.
You know the names of the primary players. Jimmy Carter.
Our country is not strong anymore.
Ronald Reagan.
We have perverted our Constitution.
Gerald Ford.
Let's go!
But how they acted, it's just about the opposite of their popular images.
Those are the seeds of the culture war.
Landslide. How a presidential race led to today's political divide. Subscribe now to Landslide, part of the NPR network.